America Weekend.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of America Weekend. Valerie Smaldone and Friends is the program. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Always great spending time with you. One of my favorite pieces of this program is something I call News You May Have Missed. And that could be the tiniest news item that caught my fancy that I want to share with you, or something even larger than that, but something I want to discuss with you. So in this edition of News You May Have Missed, let's start with some sad news. Some, you know, not good news for Snoopy. MetLife, which is a huge, giant insurance company, is parting ways with Snoopy and the Peanuts gang. Did you know that was a 3-decade branding relationship? I mean, that is a great run for Snoopy and friends. MetLife said that they're launching a new global brand platform and they are not going to have room for the cartoon characters. The company is going to move forward with plans to spin off most of its U.S. life insurance business next year. They brought in Snoopy over 30 years ago to make the company seem more friendly and approachable at a time when insurance companies were just seen as distant, cold, or maybe even boring. But Snoopy helped to drive the business and served an important role at the time. And that time has come for them to part ways. So they're going to have to Snoopy's going to have to find a new job, I guess, somewhere else. But we'll see what MetLife does with their branding platform. Curious to know what that is. On to a happier topic, because I don't like to talk about firings and parting of ways. I don't like that. This is a happier topic because it's food, and it's confirming something we've all known for years. There actually was research done. Can you believe this? That eating cheese with your wine makes the wine taste better. Did you need a survey or research for this? The study was published in the Journal of Food Science, and it made local people from Dijon, France, snack on cheese in between sips of wine and give feedback on the sensations they experienced with every taste. Each of the wines were evaluated, and in between, they had bites of a variety of cheeses. Following the taste test, the researchers came to the conclusion that none of the cheeses tested had a negative effect on the taste of wine and the preferences of the drinker. In fact, they noted, the sipping sensations were improved for a number of wines when snacking was thrown into the mix. And the cheese was shown to increase the aroma and decrease the astringency for both of the red wines tested and boosted the aroma of another. So did we need this survey? That's my question. Did we need this research? I feel that this was something we all knew, something we all love. And the truth of the matter is that wine always tastes better with any kind of food. So I think if we put any kind of food into that research, it would all be a good outcome. But I'm pleased to report to you that cheese and wine go well together due to the research done in Dijon, France. And finally, this is an interesting story. There was a message in a bottle sent out to sea by a New Hampshire man more than 50 years ago, and it was returned to his daughter. So this message was discovered by Clint Buffington of Utah while he was vacationing in the Turks and Caicos. This man found a Coke bottle half buried in the sand. The note inside the bottle said, "Return to," and gave the address, "and receive a reward of $150 from Tina, owner of the Beachcomber," which was a Hampton Motel in New Hampshire. Well, those owners are now deceased, but the person who found the bottle sent it back to the woman, and she gave him the $150. This was the daughter. So the father of this woman had written the note as a joke, cast it into the Atlantic Ocean 50 years ago, and it has come back to his daughter with the individual who found it at the Turks and Caicos. That's an amazing story. So you never know what you throw in the ocean, what you might find years later. Thanks so much for joining us on America Weekend. News you may have missed right here on the program. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Much more coming up.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. As stated before on this show, 2017 was gonna be the year. They got rid of the Hemi pistons. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley-Davidson engineers found that heat is greatly reduced by replacing domed pistons with flat tops inside the all-new for 2017 Harley-Davidson Milwaukee 8 engines. HD doubled the valve count to 4 per head, creating a rush of cooler air, enabling a boost in compression, more power. Harley is now offering test rides on the new Milwaukee 8 platform. Dyna and Softail Harleys for now will continue to cradle the current twin cam technology. 2017 was gonna be the year. The EPA writing is on the wall. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Which would you choose, $50 now or $100 a year from now?
Most people choose $50 now.
They're giving up a 100% return by not waiting.
A new study cited by Melanie Bauer from Scientific American shows a simple technique to make better financial decisions.
Imagine yourself enjoying the bigger reward now.
Then your brain thinks you're not waiting. But the future isn't clear, so it's important to picture it in detail.
Let's say you're saving for a down payment on a house.
See yourself living there, entertaining your friends, and enjoying your new entertainment center.
Fully experience it in your mind, and you'll be motivated to save so you can live it for real. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.